As we continue our series of shiurim on Leisus Gaidadu, the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Samaches, Sif Aleph, the Ramah at the end of the Simen says, the Simen is primarily speaking about the halacha of saying piyutim by davening, and the different menhagim, some places say and some places don't say. Says the Ramah, Ein lo adam lifresh atzma meit sibur. A person should not be different than everyone else. But makom shenagul omram, if you are davening in a place where everybody says, you should say it with them. Yoimer oisim imoim. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though here the Ramah teaches us how important it is to follow the minig hamakom, omnam says the Mishnah Berurah, Hamenhagim shenag b'shar she'atfilu l'kula alma. The menhagim that have been established, how in the nusach atfila, ein l'shanes kolecha b'minig mekoymai. A person shouldn't change his minig, kigoy b'nusach ashkenas l'sfard or l'hepach. A person shouldn't change his minig, v'kol ka'agavno anything such as this, ki yud bei sh'orim b'shamayim, the 12 sh'orim in shamayim neged yud bei shvotim, corresponding to the 12 Shvatim, because Shevet Yesh Loisharu Minig Levad, every Shevet has its own Minig, and therefore everybody should respect their Minhagim. But, continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'lin Yedina Ashkenazim Amaspalim Esfardim Lehepach Yotzi Deichidvas Tfilah, if I daven Nusach Sfard, and you daven a Nusach Ashkenaz, we're fine. Because of Bimrat, however, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, because they react with menhagim shenagu b'shar she'atfila. This is only regarding the nusach atfila. Abmash and iskab gemara b'divrei poiskim shlomdu ma'gemara. What has been taught that we learn from the gemara, hushavul kol. We have to follow exactly what we learn in the gemara. Ve'im reshus l'shum adam l'neg b'menhagai. There we have to follow what the halacha is. Minig can't change what the halacha is. And this is what the Magen Avraham says, that the Yerushalmi says that the Yerushalmi in Ervid, Afa Pishul Shulchan Shalach Lohem Seda Tfilos, even though there's an established Seda Tfilos, Al Tashanu B'minig Aviseichem. We have to follow our Minig. There is a very interesting discussion. Where there are paiskim that say that what is known as nusach svard is really not the nusach of the svardim. What's known as nusach svard is the nusach of Arizal. And the Sefer Magid Dvar of Yaakov from the Mizritcha Magid explains that the Arizal established this nusach for somebody who doesn't know which Shevet he's from, he doesn't know which Shar in the Shemayim, as we just discussed, belongs to him. So this is for the Shar Yud Gimel. The Shar Yud Gimel is the Nusach of the Arizal. And there's a very big discussion amongst the Poskim, and that's what's known as Nusach Sfard. And as I was starting to say, there's a very big discussion amongst the Paiskim, if one could change his Nusach from Nusach Sfar to Nusach Ashkenaz. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that even though his Rebbe, his Rabbeim in Frankfurt, Germany, where certainly they daven Nusach Ashkenaz, Rav Nosson Adler and Aflaw changed from Nusach Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard, he holds that you're not allowed to change from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard. You should follow your minik. Why shouldn't you change? So, Poshup Shat is because the Pasuk says, Al Titoish Toiras Imecha, like we just learned from the Yerushalmi, that you have to follow your menhagim. But the Mirajdam in a tshuva says that changing one nusach in a tefillah is not called Al Titosh. He says, only when there's an issue of Isser, is there, if somebody changes his minig, is there an issue of Al Titosh Tairis Imecha. But here where it's only a minig, there is no issue of Al Titosh Tairis Imecha. And there's a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim, where the Divrei Chaim says in the tshuva that even though, as we just learned to Yerushalmi, one should not change his nusach tefillah, but says that the Divrei Chaim, since, as we said, the nusach ari is the nusach that was made to be, so to speak, the universal nusach, since it was established to be the universal nusach, everybody could change to nusach svard, nusach ari. The Maramshik defends his Rebbe. The Maramshik in Ayur Chaim Simon Mem Gimel defends his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, and says that one should not change the nusach under any circumstances. When we speak about nusach, so I saw from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that nusach also includes women. Minig applies to women. However, if a husband and a wife get married and they have different minhagim, what to daven, which nusach to daven, a woman should follow the minig of her husband. And he says, not only should she follow the minig of her husband, she doesn't need Hataras Nadarim, because a woman's entire minig is only until she gets married. Once she gets married, she has to follow her husband's minig. However, he does say there a very big chiddush. He says, even though a woman should follow her husband's minig, if her husband allows her to continue with the Messiah, with the minig that she had in her parents' home, she may so continue. However, he says, once the woman accepted the minig of her husband, and now she wants to change to the minig of her husband, then she would need Hataras Nadarim. In other words, what he's saying is like this. If a woman gets married, and the moment she gets married, she accepts the minig of her parents, of her husband, great. But if when she gets married, she doesn't accept the minig of her husband gives her permission to continue using the minig, her old minig, and then after a while she wants to change her mind and do indeed follow her husband's minig, then she would need Hataras Nadarim. Unlike if she accepted her husband's minig as soon as they got married, she doesn't have to have Hataras Nadarim. The Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Beis Simen Chaf Dalet, it's just interesting to point out, there are two Simen Chaf Dalets in the Igros Moshe, speaks about the following Shaila. He speaks about a person who comes from a family of Chassidim, that their minig is to daven Nusach Sfard, but they live in a neighborhood where they daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and since he's been living in that neighborhood his entire life, that is the Nusach that he has been accustomed to daven. What should he daven now that he becomes an adult? Should he daven Nusach Sfard, like his father? Or should he daven Nusach Ashkenaz, as he has become accustomed? So, Rav Moshe takes an approach that most people who daven Nusach Sfard are from Ashkenazic descent. And since they're from Ashkenazic descent, their real Nusach is Nusach Ashkenaz. For whatever reason, over the generations, they changed to Nusach Svard. But he says most people who daven Nusach Svard, their real minig is Nusach Ashkenaz, if they go back to the beginning of their Nusach. And since that's their original Nusach, he says they could continue davening Nusach. They could continue davening Nusach Ashkenaz, even though his father davens Nusach Svart. There is a tshuva from Rav. There's a tshuva from the Marshag. We're going to Mitzvah Shem still speak about this tshuvas Marshag. The main issue in the tshuvas Marshag is a kehila that was davening Nusach Sfard, that was davening Nusach Ashkenaz, and now was davening Nusach Svard. What in the Marshag discusses number circumstances around that and if it's mutter or asa. But the Marshag in the end of that tshuva makes a number of very important points, particularly to us who are learning the sugya of Loisus Gaidadu. The Marshag first of all says that even though, as we just quoted a moment ago, the tshuva from Divrei Chaim, where the Divrei Chaim says that one may change from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard, so he quotes the son of the Divrei Chaim, Rav Shalom Eliezer Halberstam, who he said that that tshuva that was written by his father was not meant to be a halochad for everyone. It was written for Yechidim who felt and recognized that they ought to daven Nusach Svard. But it doesn't mean that everyone should change Nuschos, that the Divrei Chaim felt that everybody should change from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Svard. Moreover, he says about himself, he says he originally came, his minig and his family, he came from a community where they davened Nusach Svard. And he became the Rav in a town where they daven Nusach Ashkenaz. And the question that he had was, as he accepts this Rabbonis, should he tell the people he wants to daven Nusach Svard, they should change the Nusach, or he should make himself his own minion? And he says that he originally thought that that's maybe what he ought to do. But then, he said, he realized that there are more important things. So on one hand, he says that even though his minig was to daven Nusach Svard, he didn't make a big issue out of the fact that he accepted a Rabbonis in a city that was davening Nusach Ashkenaz. On the other hand, he said that even though, as we know, it's so complicated to change a minig, al titosh toras imecha, he says over here, if a person has any reason to switch nuschos, mutar l'shanes. And his reasoning is, he says, because the nusach ha-tfilah is not what is critical in the tfilah, as we'll discuss from his tshuva later in the shiurim. And therefore, since this is not even perhaps, doesn't even perhaps reach the madrega of a minig, or therefore the halach is the one, according to him, may change nuschos. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternbuch and the Shaalos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos van Hagos, where somebody asks him a shaila, where he comes from a family that davens Nusach Svard. He comes from a family that davens Nusach Svard, and now he's learning in yeshiva, and the yeshiva davens Nusach Ashkenaz. What should he do? And he quotes
the Chazanish, that said that one need not be so makpid on the Nusach, because you can be yotze with any Nusach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears any tefillah that we daven. And he quotes the Mashag as well. He says, however, that one, of course, should always follow the minig of his family. But, he says, if somebody, and he doesn't speak negatively about this, but he says if somebody came to yeshiva, and now that he's learning in the yeshiva, he's accepting all of the minhagim of the yeshiva. All of the minhagim. And including and accepting all of the minhagim in the yeshiva means also accepting the nusach in which they daven in that yeshiva. Such a situation, he says, is not, then he could daven the nusach of the yeshiva. But he points out, if this person is not accepting all of the minhagim yeshiva, and he's still following some of the minhagim that he had by his parents, there the halacha is, he shouldn't change from the nusach that he learned by his parents. But he does say, and we'll speak about this more in Mitzvah Shem in coming shiurim, that if you're davening with a tzibur that's davening a different nusach than you, then you should make sure not to daven out loud, because your nusach is different. He says, then he discusses a question that we see in Eretz Yisrael. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, there are shuls that don't have a minhag kavua. Every bat tefila gets up to daven, and they follow the minhag of that bat tefila. And the question is, he says, there it's much less of a problem. There, he says, since there is no established minig in the shul, so even if we're following the Baal Tefillah's minig, and the Baal Tefillah's davening Nusach Ashkenaz, not only may the people in that Sibur daven Nusach Sfarad, but unlike what he just said, that when you're davening a different Nusach, you should be careful to not say the words out loud, it shouldn't be noticeable. Under those circumstances, one could even daven the other Nusach out loud, because it's a shul that doesn't have a established minhag. Another question that comes up, however, is what is the halacha regarding Baalei Tshuva? Baruch Hashem, we live in a time where there are many Baalei Tshuva, and what minhag should a Baal Tshuva accept upon himself? So there's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Beis Avi for Rav Liba Sitzal in Chelek Dalid Simen Nun Dalid, where he discusses the following question, where there's an individual who became a Baal Tshuva. His yichus is that he comes from Ashkenazim. However, the people who were makarif him were Sfardim, and that's where he's learning. So what nusach should he follow? Should he follow the nusach of the Sfardim, or should he follow the nusach of the Ashkenazim? So he takes the following approach. He says the halacha that a son is mechuyev to follow the meaning of his parents is only if that's how the parent trained him. In other words, if a parent trained the child that this is our minig, and this is the minig that I follow, and this is the minig I want you to follow, that's when the children have to follow the parent's minig. But in our situation, we're referring to a Baal Tshuva whose parents did not give him this chinuch, there is no obligation for a son to follow the minig of his parents, because there was no minig that he ever was trained in. Moreover, he quotes the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Kol HaMelamedes Ben HaChaveroi Toiro Kilu Yoldoi. But so here, where his father didn't teach him Torah, and his Rebbe did teach him Torah, the halach is he should follow the minig of his father, of his Rebbe. And if his Rebbe is from Daven Sfard, he should Daven Sfard like his Rebbe. And he goes on to say that there is no reason for him even to be matter nether. And he should follow the minhag of the Sfaradim. Rav Avadya Yosef also discusses the Shaila in Chelek Yud of Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer Simen Tes. And he too, he actually quotes the opinion of the Beis Avi. He quotes that tshuva. And he also takes the approach that he should follow the minhag of his Rebbeim. He takes it one step further. Because the Shaila that Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal is discussing is where not only did he become Baal Tshuva from Rabbeim who are Sfaradim, but actually he became its Baal Tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. And he says that since in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Yosef is considered the Meir the Asra of Eretz Yisrael, and since he's the Meir the Asra of Eretz Yisrael, so anyway, if you're accepting a minig in Eretz Yisrael, you should follow the minig of the Beis Yosef with the minig of the Sfaradim. And therefore, he says that he quotes all the Paiskim that we've mentioned, but he says that in this situation, he should follow the minig of his Rebbe and Daven Sfard. However, it's very interesting to point out that even though we're discussing one needing to follow needing to follow the minig of his parents, Nusach Askenaz and Nusach Sfar, we also just quoted a number of Paiskim that say, given the circumstances, you could switch from Sfar to Ashkenaz and Ashkenaz to Sfar. Again, we have the Divrei Chaim, who held that you always switch to what we called Nusach Sfar. We have the opinion of the Chazon Ish and others that say you could switch, that if you're davening and living in a certain place, you could follow that minig, even if it's different than the minig of your parents. We have the psak of Rav Avadya Yosef or Rav Libes regarding about tshuva. We have another question I saw: what's the halacha of a gershon is gair? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskins, and a gershon is gair should pick one minig, and that minig should be the minig that it should follow under all circumstances. But everything we've discussed is regarding nusach. But there's another shaila in the paiskim. The paiskim discuss, what about regarding havara? We know there's a different havara for the Sfaradim for Ashkenazim. There, it's interesting to note that many paiskim are much stricter. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Alicha Shlomo, Perik Aleph, Siv Vov, Paskins, Ein Lashanis, Mimasiris Ha'avar Ashkenazis, V'kein HaSfardis, V'tfila Brachas. He takes a very strong approach regarding changing Nusach. And he says, there you should always follow the Havara that you learned from your parents. And so too, I saw, is the opinion of Reb the Miches Yitzchak in Chelek Gimel Simen Tes. He takes a very, very strong approach regarding changing the Havara, and he says that no one can make an argument that one Havara is better than the other Havara. There are questions in both Havaras, and you should daven strictly with the Havara that you have from your parents. And so too I saw from the Tshuvas van Haggis in that Tshuva that we quoted earlier in Chelek Aleph Simon Samaches, where he makes the point that even though I said that you could switch from Nusach Sfar to Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfar under certain circumstances, he says, because of Lashaych Lavara, everything I discussed has nothing to do with Havara. When it comes to Havara, Aleinu Lahakbait, Loy Lashanis, Lachazek, Beneinu, Shonimam Shichim, Bederech Aviseinu. We have to teach our children that we're davening the same Havara as our forefathers did. Ramosha has a tshuva about this shayla as well in Chelik Beis Erchayim Simen Hey. Ramosha is a lot more lenient, and Ramosha says that, and he brings a raya from our sugyas that we're learning Baruch Hashem, why he feels that havara is not such a major issue. Ramosha explains that. Ramosha explains that we're learning the halachas of chalitza in our masechta. And the halacha clearly is that if the chalitza is not pronounced properly, the chalitza is not a valid chalitza. So says Ramosha, if people have different havaras, so how could we know if the chalitza is a kosher chalitza? And if the chalitza is not a kosher chalitza, as we could very much relate to the sugyas that we're learning now, we have an issue of Yevama L'shuk. So therefore, Ramosha feels that the Havara is not that much of an issue. And he says, if you really think about it, he says, even within different communities, there are different Havaras. People have different Havaras within the same community. So we see, says Ramosha, that the Havara is not such a critical issue. And therefore, Ramosha is much more lenient regarding Havara, and he says that one could daven with a different Havara. The Tzitz Eliezer as well, he takes an interesting approach as well, and he, in Chelek Zayin Simen Chavches, discusses someone who always davens with a specific Havara. It seems that this person always davens, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he always davens with the Havara of the Ashkenazim. But now, he's going to make Kiddush for a group of Sfardim. And if he's going to speak and say the Kiddush in the Havara of the Ashkenazim, they just won't understand him. So he says that even though he's normally, and he's going to continue davening with the Havara that he always davened, the Havara of Ashkenazim, under these circumstances, there's an exceptional situation, he could daven with the Havara of the Sfardim. And it seems that Rav the Oz Nidbru in Chelek Gimel Simen Memches also has a discussion regarding Havara. He says that nobody's really davening that properly. Nobody's really pronouncing the words really as properly as they ought to. So the Havara obviously is not something that is so critical. And whatever Havara you daven in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos.